Hey, Craig.
Hey, how you doing, man? You well?
I'm very well, buddy. How are you doing?
I am so good.
It's Friday. It's the weekend.
Yeah, weekend's upon us, man.
It's here. It's here.
Do you know what I mean? And releasing new music. I'm proper hyped and gassed about
it. Dude, well, listen, thanks for being on tonight.
Pleasure.
So great to be pressing play on a new single as well, especially when you start looking at the Craig David story, 1999 with Artful Dodger. Man, that must feel like a lifetime ago, right?
Yeah, yes. It's a mad one. But the weird thing about it is I feel like this kind of time around, I feel like as if it literally was back then and I'm doing it for the first time.
Serious? Okay, yeah, that was going to be one of my questions. How does it feel looking back on those days?
Do you know what? At the time, I mean, I was like a hungry kid who just wanted to be passionate about music, who wanted to show the world what I was sort of capable of. And then I'd never expected it to blow up the way that it did. It was like I was just riding this incredible wave. But it's crazy because this time around, it's like I'm so much more kind of experienced as a performer now,
right?
But the excitement of releasing new music is like, and I'm releasing like 2016 track 70 garage music that for me I feel like for years is kind of like, where is that garage thing happening? And I'm it's here now.
Well, right? we'll get to the garage thing in a minute because I've got loads of questions on that for you. But
cool,
first of all, like, let's start from the beginning. True story, yes or no, you actually had a studio in a radio station just like KMFM on the south coast, right? Which is where it all started.
Yeah, we had a studio there, and we had like another studio that was kind of like in a little sort of bunker kind of vibe where most of the first album was made. Rewind dropped and I was doing like, I was coming up to London for a lot of like performances. Then it just blew up. When it hit the charts, and then it all was like the rest is history, do you know what I mean?
14 top tens, man. 13 million crazy records around the world. It's just mad. I've read this on the on your press release, but for people listening to the radio before, we get the artists on, we get sent stuff by your team and that. And yeah, to be honest, I was a garage boy. I was a pure garage boy.
Wicked.
So I was massively in love with the Architects, Lonnyo, Shola Amma, obviously the Artful Dodger boys, and they said this line on the press release, which I thought was absolutely amazing. Said the king of garage is back.
Oi.
That's what they're calling you. That's what they're branding you, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Do you know what though? It's like it feels like the first time around with all those artists that you were talking about.
Yeah.
I was part of something that had never happened before in the UK. It was like this movement, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the weird thing this time around is I'm seeing people who grew up with the music kind of thinking, oh man, garage is back and we got the R&B thing happening.
Defo.
But I'm seeing 11, 12-year-old kids tweeting on my Twitter saying, I'm on my way to school and listen to a garage banger, this guy Craig David. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about. New generation.
Hey, look, it's better than my mum and dad who said one Christmas, vividly remember it. Oh, don't forget you thank him for that Pure Garage album that they bought you.
True Listen, story. You know the crazy thing is, though, I'm seeing mums and dads having like convos with their kids and like saying, yeah, but you don't know about Craig back in the day when he was dropping Fill Me In, and then the kid's like, yeah, but you don't know about this new little freestyle he did on the... It's crazy that they're having these sort of battles at home.
Dude, you start getting on the road, you're going to be seeing mum and daughter at the same gig. That's going to be weird.
Now, but trust me, we're bringing it together. I love this.
Hey, look, before we drop the new song, let's you just mentioned it. I want to do it. I want to do your first solo debut single. It's Friday. Let's go back. I'll let you introduce it, Craig.
Okay, cool. So my first single, Fill Me In. Here we go.
Man,
in the building.
It's so great. It's a big day for you because today is when the new single drops.
Yeah, you know what? It's been a long time coming, like in terms of had the record for a couple months and then building up to the day that we were going to like drop it. And now it's out there, and the overwhelming love, boy, it's been incredible.
So it's been building for a while, because obviously the Big Nasty track was huge. Then your collaboration with Blonde, which we're loving here at KMFM right now, was kind of crossover between that two-step garage and house sound that's around at the moment. And now this is garage out and out, right?
Yeah, all through. I just felt like I did a lot of collaborations, which were amazing, and there was a song with Major Lazer and KEB in the mix.
Yeah,
for that
sorry,
as well.
Yeah, forget that, yeah.
And then, but this one for me is an out and out club garage summer banger, and it's just, that's all I really want it to be. I want people to be smashing it in their cars, using it as that moment when they're on their summer holidays, thinking that was my tune of my summer. That's what it's all about.
So we should say, well, first of all, you owe me an apology actually, because you got me in trouble this morning.
Talk to me, tell me.
So you're in London right now with are you with Aaron and Stacey? Are they with you?
I'm with Stacey at
right,
the moment.
So
Aaron said he needed to kick back and just enjoy some of the weather outside.
Right, so for everybody else at home, Aaron and Stacey are the guys who work on the record team, and they're the people that send us the music. And this morning at 8 o'clock on the dot, I left my phone plugged into like my little speaker system and left it turned up, and it went... So, of course, she goes, what's that? Turn your phone off, turn your phone off. And I was like, okay, and I looked. and it was Craig David singles in. It's like, oh. Now, normally, I don't ever listen to the songs. When I have the artists on, I do it with everybody else at home at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
I lasted about 10 minutes, and then I was like, no, I'm just going to have to play it. So although KMFM listeners at home are going to be hearing it for the first time in a second, the whole of my road has already heard it about 10 past 8 this morning.
Do you know what? And that's the way it should always be, man.
Totally.
Plug that into your stereo system, open the windows, and let the whole of your road know who's the boss. You bossed it this morning, trust me.
I mean, he didn't look happy next door, but, you know, he's loving the Craig David Garage vibe. Listen, man, it's so great to have you back. I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I'm a massive
Garage fan,
and I'm a massive Craig David fan. I think it's, as you say, it's a crossover. Mums are going to love it because they're going to remember buying the Born to Do It album in 2000. Mm. Youngsters are going to love it because it is just a totally different sound to what's out there at the moment in the charts.
Yeah, you know what? It's exactly that, and I'm just having fun with it again, you know? I'm back out there doing so many festivals with my TS5 show. So I'm like, we've got Ibiza Rocks residency. That's just crazy.
Wow.
Glastonbury, all this craziness happening. So yeah, I'm just going to be having a good summer, and I just want people to enjoy it. Turn it up loud and just blast it heavy.
Right, let's do it then. It's a weekend anthem. Craig, over to you. Let's get this brand new Mr. Craig David song on.
Brand new single. Been looking forward to this one. It's called One More Time. Run that.
Lovely. Mate, you're a legend. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, my man. I appreciate it, really.